You are now tuned in to the F&B segment, proudly brought to you by F&B Namibia.
Welcome to all the Eagle FM listeners to another fantastic edition of the F&B segment brought to you by none other than F&B Namibia. Today, we are joined by Theo Hidulika, Client Support Specialist at F&B Namibia. Theo, how are you doing this morning?
We are well. How are we?
Doing well. Thank you. Thank you. Let's get right into it. Continue to educate the nation about protecting their bank accounts. And one of the questions that we received from the audience was, what measures do banks have against phishing attacks where SMS and mobile data is manipulated?
All right. To our listeners, thank you once more, Eagle FM. Thank you for the platform. So the bank have multiple layers of protection when it comes to clients' accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the simplest ones I can provide is 2FA authentication. What does it mean?
Mm-hmm.
It means that every time you try to access your account, you'll receive an OTP.
Okay.
This OTP will authenticate that their transactions. We also have real-time monitoring and alerts, meaning that your banking apps will notify you if something is going on your account, any transactions that you might pick up, it's going to monitor that. So we also have that. And also, our banking app is secured.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that is it's almost impossible to hack into the banking app. It has multiple layers.
Mm-hmm.
As we all know, the cyber guys in the world are busy attacking Africa with web attacks and so forth. So there's a lot of layers put in place.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the best and the easiest one that we have is client education.
Okay.
What does this mean? It means that if we can educate you, if we can upskill you on how to react when this happens to you, it will save you a lot of time and a lot of money. Because remember, the scammers need you to log into your account. I can give an example of myself. I think 3 weeks back on my Telegram app, I received a message from a number that mm-hmm. was imitating to be one of my friends. It's like, no, click on this link. I mm-hmm. clicked on it just to text. Within a second, the app was alerting me that remote access provider, somebody is trying to log into your Telegram, and a 2FA pin was sent to my site.
Uh-huh.
Now, that is how they do it.
Uh-huh.
So if it was somebody who's not unaware, they would have just let it,
exactly.
let it be. So there are layers of protection put in place, but the mm-hmm. best one and the safest one is always a 2FA authentication. When you log in, you receive the OTP that goes into your number.
Yeah.
And this should go for everything, including your social media,
mm-hmm.
anything that has a password, set up 2FA authentication for extra layers of protection. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Telegram, that one I can also relate to, because a lot of the times it will say like a contact that's in your phone has joined Telegram, and then they send you a link. But then when you, if you click on the contact, look at the number, it's,
yes,
obviously
America,
not that person, and it's like how
Nigeria,
exactly. But it's a contact that's in your phone, so it's very very easy to fall for that one.
That is an account takeover per se. So mm-hmm. those guys took over somebody that's probably in your contacts, and then are pretending to be them to fish information from you. So yes,
exactly. The second question we received is about people have heard on past episodes of the F&B segment that scammers need account holders to give up certain information to access our bank accounts, as you just said. So are there any cases where fraudsters have accessed accounts without help from the account holder? And if yes, how do we protect ourselves against that?
Well, there are very limited
mm-hmm.
Ways to access your account.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first one, like I just discussed, is the 2FA authentication.
Mm-hmm.
That you might give unknowingly. Secondly, there is now another one that we are picking up that is now making the trend. We call it AnyDesk.
Mm.
So what this does is you're on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now Facebook has those advertisements. You are playing a game. Click on this link. You click on this link. You download the game. Unknowingly, you also downloaded a malware.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is that now AnyDesk is like a mirror to your phone or your
computer. Mm-hmm.
So those guys will be able to see in real time what you are doing. So you might not have given the OTP, the card numbers, but you gave them access to your device that you use to log into your banking or into your email. So they will be able to see how you enter the password and mm-hmm. copy it from there. So that is one of the growing trends that we have picked up. But once again, for fraudsters to go into your account, they need you. That is why they are phishing. This is why they call you, pretending to be either a banking official or somebody from the local. No, we're calling from Ministry of Water for an application. You must pay. So
yeah,
it's impossible to go into your account without you being involved. So do not click on links. Do not download unnecessary apps.
Mm-hmm.
Do not provide any information to anybody calling you, pretending to be an officer, a bank staff member, even you, HD.
Exactly.
Saying, I'm calling from Eagle, you want something here. Yeah. So, yeah.
Exactly. Never give up. Rather be safe than sorry.
Yes.
Even if it's supposedly your one chance to win $1 million.
Yes. So what I can also say is that to protect yourself,
mm-hmm.
easy steps. Your passwords, make them very unique. Do not recycle passwords.
Mm-hmm.
Do not have the same password for all your devices. Recycle them on a monthly basis. And also report any suspicious transaction to the bank, even if it's an attempt.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And one question I just got now when you're talking about the password, you know, on a lot of devices, they say save your password.
Yes.
Is that when it comes to bank accounts specifically, is that a safe thing to do?
No.
No?
Well, the reason why we're saying no, even if it's your own laptop, your own personal device,
yeah,
you also have people around you. You might have kids at home, mm-hmm. friends. So once you do that, it means that every time you go to your banking on our website, for example,
mm-hmm.
on your laptop, the login details are already saved. You just log in. So this person has access to your account.
Mm.
So never, ever never save your login information on any device.
Mm-hmm.
Rather just know it by heart. You enter it every time. It's safer. It's mm-hmm. better.
100%. Now, another form of fraud per se
mm-hmm.
is the story of investment schemes that we hear about often.
Mm-hmm.
One of the listeners asked, if I'm tricked by an investment scheme, does that count as a fraud attack as well?
Yes, there is definitely a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
You are being tricked by these guys with false promises that there's a big, if you invest this much, you'll get this much. So
yeah.
that is definitely a scam as well. So how do you protect yourself during this, if this is occurring to you or they are attempting to now recruit you? The first thing you need to do is verify the legitimacy of this investment.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? Bank of Namibia, you can call the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You can even try to find information on the website regarding that company that is contacting you,
yeah.
and try to find out. Secondly, remember that if it's too good to be true,
it's
probably not.
Yeah.
So do not fall victim to these investment scams and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We see that they mostly originate through Facebook, and you should already be very wary because no entity will recruit
through Facebook.
Through Facebook, that is social media. They will recruit you via their official channels, emails, mm-hmm. phone calls,
mm-hmm.
and explain to you in detail how this is going to happen. And once again, if it's too good to be true, for example, they're asking you for 5,000, the return on investment after 3 months is 50,000.
Yeah.
That is too good to be true.
Exactly.
So yes, be alert.
100%. Stay vigilant.
Yes.
Now, I'm curious about, as you mentioned earlier, there's been a rise in cyber attacks in general. Has that coincided with the rise in cyber attacks when it comes to bank accounts as well?
Yes.
Yes.
When it comes to cyber attacks, they attack every point of entry at any company that has sensitive information.
Mm-hmm.
So the banks are not excluded from it.
Mm-hmm.
I think, was it this year when we saw the report on the in the newspaper and the news that Telecom was once attacked, and a few of their clients
yeah.
lost information. So cyber attack is not limited to any company. They will attack,
mm-hmm.
and depending on what type of security layers you have in place will also determine how far they go.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about FMB is that it's fully protected. There is layers on layers on layers. We call it the onion layer. So mm-hmm. after one layer, there's another layer. So
mm-hmm.
yes, so how they recruit how they use to attack you.
Yeah.
It's phishing. Emails.
Mm-hmm.
AI mimicking communications.
Yeah.
And deepfake. What is deepfake? Deepfake is when a video of HD now
mm-hmm.
circulating on social media
mm-hmm.
looks like him, sounds like him, speaks like him.
Yeah.
With if you invest 20,000 now, you can get 100,000 in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So just be vigilant, because remember once again, for anybody to access your information, just not your banking information, your emails, your WhatsApp takeover, they need you.
Yes.
So do not click on links. Do not download and very suspicious platforms or apps, because this could be just a front to access your account.
100%.
Yeah.
Another question we got from one of the listeners. She said, if someone has my ID, my account and my phone number, are they able to access my bank account?
No. So somebody having your ID number, your account number, your cell phone number, your ID number, they'll not be able to access your account.
Okay.
That they need more than that. So you need to be very careful. So what they do is, and we as now, as clients or as people, in our normal life, we have businesses that we are running, looking for accommodation, and applying for a credit somewhere. When you fill in all those information, and the scammers, for example, get now hold of your information through whatever domain that they got.
Yeah.
This is why they need to call you first, to trick you, to give them that one-time OTP, that 2FA. So I know that our clients are very worried about, this person called me, they have my information. I would still guarantee you that even if they have all your information, they will still not be able to log into the account. That is why they need you.
They still need that valuable key from you.
That valuable key. So be very wary. When somebody calls you and they're already telling you, am I speaking to Mr. H.D. Osiku? Yes. Is this your cell phone number? Yes. Is this your ID? Yes. Do not be afraid.
Okay.
That is how they are testing you.
Yeah.
They'll come up with a story. Then next thing you see, you'll receive an OTP.
Yeah.
And we are also asking our clients to really pay attention to the OTPs, because it will be written, what is it for? It will be saying you're about to link your FNB app to this particular profile.
Yeah.
Here's the OTP. And it says nicely in bold, do not share. So nobody can access your account without your help. So be vigilant. Do not share anything. OTPs, card numbers, passwords, pins, at all. Doesn't matter how the story is. Rather call the bank. We're here to assist and guide you, as well as educate and secure you on our official platform, 061-299-2222.
Say that the number one more time.
061-299-2222. We are available 24/7. We should be able to assist you any time of the day and guide you on what will happen if you did fall victim to a scamming or an attempt. And once again, colleagues, even if it was an attempt, even if somebody called you, report the number to us so that we can engage with our stakeholders, such as MTC Telecom, the Namibian Police, for these numbers to be traced and blocked, because they are terrorizing our nation. So, yes, be vigilant.
100%. Is there any last message you'd like to leave with the listeners before we let you go this morning?
Yes. The message that I'm going to leave is the same message that we have been preaching as industrial leaders. Do not share your information, just not when it comes to banking. This is in your everyday life. Do not provide information to people that you don't know, calling you, pretending to coming from certain organizations. Protect yourself at all times. Change your pins when it's required. Do not log on to unknown computers on public Wi-Fi, such as the airports and so forth. So be vigilant. If you're vigilant, nothing will happen. The banking system, the traditional banking system, has not changed over this decade. Yes, cyber attacks are increasing as access to digitalization is there. But once again, they still need you to go into your account. So be vigilant. Stay focused. Stay awake. Report it as soon as possible.
100%.
Yes.
Now, before we let you go, share the number one last time for the listeners.
061-299-2222.
Thank you very much for your time, Theo. This has been another edition of the FNB segment, brought to you by FNB Namibia.
This has been the FNB segment, proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia. Catch the FNB segment every Monday from 7:45.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor. This is